Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton with In the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. For the past few weeks, we've studied in the series Keep Hope Alive. Our scripture for today is out of Romans 15:13 and reads, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing as you trust in him, that you may abound or overflow in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." In our first teaching on hope, we shared that hope is included as one of the three theological virtues mentioned in Paul's letter to the Corinth. In 1 Corinthians 13:13, it ends by saying, "And now abides faith, hope, charity, these three." Our faith becomes a key ingredient with hope and love to offer us peace, guidance, and unwavering hope. It provides us strength and solace in time of uncertainty. This is true not because we are optimistic, but we truly believe that God is in control, regardless of the circumstances we face. Paul admonished the young Christian converts in Thessalonica to arm themselves with the key virtues that will withstand danger, toils, and strife, all that they may face in a fallen world. Paul wanted to help believers look not only to their present situation, but also to their secure future in eternity. He writes, "But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation." And that's 1 Thessalonians 5:8. The Apostle Paul Peter shared the same message to God's elect that had been scattered because of persecution. He encouraged them to persevere in a living hope because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In 1 Peter 1:3, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the great mercy he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." He told them also, "Gird up the loins of your mind and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is revealed at the revelation of Jesus Christ." That's one of my favorite verses, especially when I'm challenged by the things that are happening in the world around me. To gird up the loins of my mind, that means get my mind right so I'm able to move forward and rest in the hope that God's grace, his revelation in Jesus Christ has given me. That revelation came and still comes from the Holy Spirit. So how does hope and the Holy Spirit work together? In our opening text, we talked about that the hope would be filled with by the power of the Holy Spirit. "Now may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace." It gives us joy and peace in believing in the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This verse is a prayer. A prayer is a short blessing given at the conclusion of public worship. Paul ends his worship service with this one. He begins by recognizing and acknowledging God as the true source of hope. He then adds that his readers will be filled with joy and peace. Joy relates to the delight of anticipating and seeing one's hopes fulfilled. Peace results from the assurance that God will fulfill those hopes. As a result, believers overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The achievement of all God's purpose for his children come from the power given by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit instills hope in believers in several ways. The first is reassurance of God's love. The Holy Spirit pours God's love into the hearts of believers, providing a steadfast foundation for hope. This love is unconditional and everlasting, providing security and assurance even in the face of tribulations and trials. Secondly, the Holy Spirit instills hope by guiding and strengthening our faith. The Holy Spirit strengthens our faith, enabling us to trust in God's promises and plans. This faith is the source of hope, as it allows us to anticipate God's goodness and believe in the fulfillment of his promise. The Holy Spirit instills hope by empowering us to persevere. The Holy Spirit empowers us with resilience and perseverance, enabling us to endure challenges and maintain hope amid difficulties. This empowerment allows us to overcome obstacles and keep moving forward toward God's purpose. Galatians 5:22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." The Holy Spirit instills hope in believers in us by revealing God's plan. The Holy Spirit unveils God's plans for us, providing a clear direction and motivation for hope. This understanding of God's plans, not our plan, instills hope for the future as we see how this present struggle fits into God's overarching design. And finally, the Holy Spirit instills hope in us by interceding in prayer. The Holy Spirit intercedes in our prayers, expressing our deep yearning and hopes to God. This intercession ensures that believers' hopes are aligned with God's will and that our prayers are heard and answered. The Holy Spirit serves as a beacon of hope, illuminating the path forward and guiding us toward the fulfillment of God's promises. Hope, anchored in the Holy Spirit's presence, becomes a source of strength, resilience, and unwavering faith, enabling us to navigate the challenges of life with confidence and anticipating God's goodness. Again, the Holy Spirit instills hope in us by reassurance of God's love, guiding and strengthening our faith, empowering us to persevere, revealing God's plan, and interceding in our prayers. Hope, in order for it to be real in our life, is important that we are intentional in claiming that which Christ has obtained for us through his sacrificial death and powerful resurrection. It is dependent upon us to claim it. We know that we are continually in the presence of God, who is great. He is the great I am. It is God who provides us with all we need for the challenges that we face. Want to keep hope alive believe in God. That's it for today, and we thank you so much for tuning in to the teaching today. And we invite you, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, do that today. Today is Mother's Day, and we celebrate mothers and their influence on us in bringing Jesus into our lives. But now it's our responsibility to accept him as Lord and Savior. It's really easy. We just simply admit that we have sinned and we are sorry for it. We believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we would like to live our life anew. Go to our website, ITW Ministry, and click on the invitation and follow the steps there and begin your day today anew with a future bright in true hope. Have a blessed week. And we look forward to seeing you next week on Morning Reflections. Bye-bye.